Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We keep reading about foreign countries, especially Russia, hacking into our emails. Embarrassing Democratic National Committee emails have caused concern that Russia will try to influence our election. Did you realize that this is nothing new? It's only now that the Justice Department has stepped up to deal with it. Russia has in recent years looked for ways to slow down the development of our oil and gas industry. Why? Because they don't want more oil and gas. It drives down the price. And energy is Russia's primary source of income. In recent years, Russia has been funneling money through Russian-controlled companies to U.S. environmental groups. We all know that the environmental organizations have been trying to stop U.S. oil and gas development. Remember the Keystone Pipeline? Stopped. Remember all the battles over drilling off the coast and drilling on government land? Environmentalists hate fracking, too. The environmental lobby has been tenacious in their battle against oil, gas, and coal. How many of us realize that they have been partially funded by Russia? Now the press is writing about Russia, trying to influence our election, but the press and the Justice Department ignored the Russian effort to slow down or stop U.S. energy development. They knew about it, but they were sympathetic to the environmental lobby. Neither the Justice Department nor the IRS have a very good reputation for being independent and even-handed. Perhaps we should not be surprised that the public is demanding change. Donald Trump is advocating change. So did Bernie Sanders. It's hard for Hillary Clinton to do that. She's been part of the old guard for so many years. She's tied to the environmental lobby and labor unions. At this point, we don't know how this election will come out. The first presidential debate is Monday night, and that debate could influence the vote November the 8th. They say as many as 100 million people may be watching that debate. I'll watch. I'll be on the farm in Illinois next week. Corn harvest has started, and I can't wait to get on that combine. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.